To heaven you'd talk sense.
Oh, very well, then. If by any chance I happen to have an unfortunate accident, either now or in the near future, my beautifully phrased, charmingly written letter will be delivered straight into the hands of the Home Secretary. You will observe that I say the Home Secretary and not Scotland Yard.
Don't be a fool, Doc. Max has no intention of double-crossing you. You've been far too valuable. We respect both your intelligence and your courage. But the others, well...
Well, what about the others?
They've got to go.
Oh, why?
You know perfectly well why. We're coming to the end of our rope. Things are getting a bit too hot. They've got a warrant out for every one of us, excepting the chief. Temple overheard our meeting in room 7 on Thursday. That's why Max changed our meeting to this place.
Mm-hmm.
If any of the others are picked up, they'll talk, and they know about the Salzburg hideout. We can't take that chance.
No. No, perhaps you're right. Diana, why did he bring the Trent girl here? What's the point?
She's Harvey's sister.
Harvey?
Yes.
You mean the tech Horace murdered at the Little General?
Yes.
I'm beginning to see daylight. So Inspector Harvey had a sister. I didn't know that.
No. Neither did the knave until Mr. Paul Temple kindly supplied the information.
Paul Temple? I've still got that little matter to attend to.
Oh, we can deal with that later. But first of all, there's this other business.
You mean the gang?
Yes.
No. Leave that to me. Is that trapdoor working?
Yes, and it's high tide.
Good. Well, give me a hand. Come on, Nellie. Close together. That's it.
Not a very pleasant part of the river, Doctor.
No, but it's going to prove useful. Now, Snow will be the first here. Horace and Dixie are coming together.
What are you going to do?
You'll soon see. Gosh, this is heavy. Oh. That's done it.
They know about the trapdoor, you know. It won't be a surprise.
I think it will, the way I shall handle the situation. Now, where's that bottle of whiskey?
Here it is.
Good. Now, we'll each have a drink handy on the table.
Yes.
Good. Now, get the glasses ready for the others. Now, that's fine. Now, pass me my valise.
What's in that small bottle?
I'm going to add a little extra kick to the whiskey, my dear, that's all. I think our friends will find it stimulating.
What is it?
I don't think you'd be any wiser if I told you. Now, when Snow arrives, be drinking.
Yes.
At all cost, he mustn't suspect anything.
No, all right. What's that?
It must be Snow.
I can't see properly. This window's all...
It's Dixie!
Isn't Horace with him?
No. He must be coming with Snow later. That's funny. Well, I was absolutely... Here he is. You know what to do?
Yes.
Hello, Dixie. I thought you were coming with Horace.
No. You've had a hell of a game. They must have got the alarm out pretty snappy. That copper stopped him on the outskirts of Auburn.
Oh, what happened?
Well...
You didn't!
Yes. Snow let
you
me have it.
You blasted fool, Dixie.
It's all about talking. We were in a jam.
Why did you change cars?
Snow was all shot to pieces. He couldn't drive properly. God, I feel like a drink.
What? Oh, yeah, yes, of course. Help yourself.
My God, Snow was in a state. We couldn't do anything with him.
Is Horace all right?
Yes. I say, have you heard from the chief?
Yes, yes, he's ringing again later.
This is the biggest job I've tackled. The safe of the devil. With one of those...
Yeah, cheerio, Dixie.
Cheers, Doc. I say, what the hell's the matter with this? Doc, my throat. Doc, what is it?
Right.
What is it, Doc? Oh, God, my throat, Doc. Oh, God, my throat.
Help me with the trapdoor, Diana. Quickly.
Doc.
Good.
Oh, God.
No, I'll attend to him. Now, listen, go downstairs, drive his car around to the back. We don't want the others to see him when they arrive.
Yes, all right.
I'll take that pocketbook, my friend. Well, au revoir, Dixie.
Oh. Just known, Horace.
Yes, I gathered that. Did they see you moving the car?
No.
Well, you know what to do.
Is Dixie right?
Yes. Now be careful. We must make certain they both drink about the same time or...
Shh, here they are.
Hello, Joe. Hello, Horace. Hello, Snow. Where's Dixie?
Dixie? Well, isn't Andy arrived?
No. Why did he come on ahead?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
I thought he was coming with you, Horace.
Yes, but we had a spot of bother, see, and changed over.
Oh, well, here's the sparklers.
Oh.
Is that all the stuff?
Well, I think so. But blimey, look at that diamond.
Mm.
Did you stick to the list that the chief gave you?
Oh, he didn't give me the list. It was Dixie. Say, funny evening, dear, isn't it?
Perhaps he got nervy after that spot of bother as he had in
me. Yeah, but a pity you shot that policeman, Snow.
Couldn't help it. I couldn't help it. He was standing there and I got...
Just a minute. Doc, how did you know Snow bumped off a rosser?
How did I know?
Yes,
The chief rang up before you arrived.
Yes.
He told us.
Oh, blimey news then, half travel, while we hardly...
What's that?
Who the hell is it?
Oh, it's all right. Nothing to be alarmed about. Diana, take this handkerchief. Tie it tight this time. See that she can't talk.
Who is it? Who is upstairs?
Steve Trent. She's a reporter on the Evening Post.
A reporter? What the hell's she doing here? You've picked a ruddy good time to have a reporter ringing the bell.
Oh, there's nothing to get alarmed about, Horace. It was the chief's orders to bring her back here. That's all we know. What you boys want's a drink. Help yourself, Snow.
Oh, thanks, Doc.
Go on, Horace.
Well, thanks. I don't mind if I do.
Well, we shan't hear any more from her for a little while.
Boys are having a drink, Diana.
They deserve it. Why, this diamond is a whopper. Must be worth a cool.
Oh, blimey, I almost forgot. I've got another packet outside. Dixie handed it to me when we switched cars over, see? I shan't be a sick.
No. Just a minute, Horace. You can...
Oh, I'll be back in a jiffy,
Doc. He's a hot-headed devil, is Horace.
Yes.
Well, cheerio, Doc.
Huh? Yes. Oh, cheerio.
Oh, Struth, I feel queer, Doc. Oh, a bit close in here, isn't it?
Yes,
Doc,
yes,
Doc, yes. Miss Loach! Oh, God, Miss Loach! Doc, Miss Loach!
Come on, Diana.
God.
Help with the trapdoor. Quickly. Up. Come on, up. That's done it.
What about Horace?
We'll look after Horace.
You better search him.
We haven't time. Come on.
What are you going to tell Horace?
I don't know. Yes, we'll tell him Snow's up.